This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 30th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the USDA is set to release its March 1 grain stocks report and the 2026 planting intentions report. The average trade estimate for corn planting is now 94.4 million acres. March 1 stocks pegged at 9 billion bushels, almost 900 million higher than a year ago. On the average, traders anticipate soybean acres to be at 85.6 million, up nearly a million from the USDA Outlook Forum's forecast. Soybean stocks are pegged at 2 billion bushels, up 152 million from a year ago. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says some areas of the country are more likely to switch acres than others.
But generally, we expect to see very little change in acreage mix in the core of the Midwest, because historically that's not where we get the acreage changes. It's in the plains and in the south. I think one of the things that's key is much of America had the fertilizer in place for this next year's crop already. The exception was in the far northwestern Midwest, which is where the Corn Belt's really been shifting over the last 10 to 15 years. When you look at the Dakotas and Minnesota, where they had bin busting yields last year, that was leading to expectations that that region would increase corn acres. This may curtail that.
Both reports are due at 11 Central, 12 Eastern tomorrow. In related news, the starting point for U.S. crops appears to be mostly good, according to StoneX today. The firm says the amount of crops in good or excellent condition look to start April mostly in good shape, especially in the central Midwest, closer to the plains. It is not clear how fertilizer price and availability might influence farmer planting decisions. Row crop farmers, congressional ag leaders, and even President Trump have called for a new farm bill this year. Brian Humphrey, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council, says the nation's hog farmers need a resolution to state mandates on swine production standards.
But let's also not forget the need for a fix of Proposition 12 in California. That was absolutely essential in being included in the House Ag Committee version that came out a few weeks back. And also appreciative of President Trump's call last week on Truth Social to pass a farm bill, and then at the Celebration of Ag last week to pass a farm bill and to get that done. And Celebration of Ag last week, he didn't specifically call out Prop 12. This administration, Secretary Rollins has been incredibly supportive of our work on fixing Prop 12. This administration has sued California over Proposition 12. So pretty clear in their line of sight, too, that we need to fix Prop 12.
Humphrey says hog farmers may not be able to keep up with the many different proposals that may come from states.
It is dangerous to have a patchwork where states can regulate outside of their borders. And today it's California and Massachusetts. But what happens when 10 other states make 10 different laws and there's no way to build a hog barn that can accommodate all of those? We represent the 60,000 pork producers in this country, but it's really the independent family farms that are hurt here the most, the ones that don't have the capital to change a hog barn every time a new state passes a regulation.
Humphrey says one of the biggest challenges to California's Prop 12 is that the standards are not based on accepted science.
Yeah, it's not based on any science, and that's one of the reasons the American Veterinary Medical Association has come out and opposed Proposition 12. So it's pork producers, it's veterinarians have come out opposed this. No, it's not based on any standard. It's very arbitrary in how they came up with this. Here's what I find fascinating. You want to say it's about animal welfare? Then how come cooked bacon qualifies, but uncooked bacon from the same pig does not? The ridiculousness of this is where they lose a lot of credibility in those arguments.
The House Ag Committee's farm bill proposal includes the Prop 12 fix, but there are no guarantees the proposal will clear the full House or if it would be included in the Senate Farm Bill language. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.